Great to be joined by 8th District Congressman Jason Smith now as we follow up on the State of the Union from President Trump on Tuesday night. And Jason, you actually had a role in the State of the Union, and I think a lot of folks probably saw when the president walked in, you were right there with him. How did that come about for you?
You know, it was very special. I was blessed that the president asked me to be part of his escort committee to help walk him in. So I was directly behind the president whenever we were walking in, and it was a special moment to be with the president behind the doors before they announced the president of the United States, and to have been talking with him, and he was ready. He was ready for the speech.
Hmm. What did you guys talk about right before you came in?
You know, he actually, I told the president I thought he's been doing a good job, and he's like, well, I'm proud of you, Congressman, and I've never had a president of the United States say they were proud of me, so that was pretty neat. But we were talking about some of the items in his speech that he was going to talk about, especially immigration and infrastructure.
Okay, and we'll follow up on some of the specifics here, but overall, how did you think it went, Jason?
You know, he did a very good job, I thought, recapping the successes over the last year in multiple different policies, whether it was on deregulation. The statistics show that he's reduced 22 regulations for every one, and it goes back to what we pushed back in December whenever the president and his team asked us to send him a letter of regulations that we thought could be reversed that would help rural America, and we gave him a list of 14, and he's rescinded more than half of them. So that's part of what he said in his speech last night, that he, out of any president, has reduced more regulations in the history of our country. And then talking about reducing the tax cut with the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, which I was a sponsor of the legislation, the largest tax cut in U.S. history, I appreciated the fact that he talked about how we have been winning the war fighting ISIS. That's something that is not communicated a lot, but just the details of January 20th of 2017, it was estimated there was 35,000 ISIS fighters that covered almost 17,500 square miles of territory, and as of, I think, December 20th, it's down to an estimated 1,000 ISIS fighters and just under 1,900 square miles. I appreciated him talking about the appointment of Gorsuch, all the different circuit judges, conservative circuit judges. These are items that are pretty important. And then with him going on to the important work that we need to do, he listed numerous items. Of course, he talked about immigration, infrastructure. He mentioned that he's not closing Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, which I have visited. He talked about lowering prescription drugs, and he talked about rebuilding our military to end the horrible sequestration cuts that's happening on defense. So he's definitely listed a long line of items that he's wanting to address. But probably the most special aspect was all of his different special guests that he highlighted. If you could have been in that room, I don't know how it came across on TV, but in that room it was so powerful, whether it was the parents who lost their children because of the gang violence of MS-13, or whether it was Otto's parents that lost his life from the abuse that he had in North Korea, or whether it was a young North Korean gentleman when he raised those crutches. That's a visual that I won't be forgetting.
Yeah, I thought that was particularly impactful as well. You mentioned that you thought the president did a nice job of recapping victories or accomplishments, and he did spend more of his speech talking about what has been done and less of the time talking about the road ahead. Did you feel like that was the right balance, or did you feel like that maybe we should have heard a little bit more on the road ahead?
I think it was fairly balanced. I know that the president had to take this opportunity to tell his story because the national media does not tell a story. The local media does. It's totally different. But the national media hasn't been fair by any means to President Trump. I just look how the economy's been booming, all the different items that he said he was going to do that he's been carrying out, that they don't always address. And this is the way that he could talk directly to every household that was tuning in and to tell his side of the story. And that's what he did. And the Tax Cut and Jobs Act is something that is benefiting people every day. More than 3 million Americans has received a bonus as a result of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. And starting February 1st, you're going to see 90% of Americans that's going to have a higher paycheck because they're now in a lower tax bracket. And that's real money for people in Southeast Missouri.
Jason, both sides, it seems like, and of course talking Republicans and Democrats, it seems have been entrenched on the immigration issue. The president outlined a compromise last night. And do you feel like that was enough to be kind of a starter for the Democrats to come to the table on that or not?
I do not understand what the Democrats are thinking. I believe that the president put out something that definitely makes a lot of people come to the table on various aspects. Like, I am a strong advocate for border security and building the wall and reforming the chain migration and the visa lottery system. I have some concerns when the president's talking about a pathway to citizenship for illegal immigrants. I definitely don't believe they should step to the front of the line, but this is something that the Democrats strongly support. So I think the president putting a policy out there that both sides like and both sides dislike on various sides, that's how you come together and try to find an agreement. So he's definitely giving and taking. I know there's provisions that I have concern with, but I know that the greater good is to try to get a good agreement together. I don't know what the final product's going to look like, but the president's definitely trying, and we'll see if both sides want to work together on this.
Well, you were part of his escort on the way into chambers last night, and I know that you were busy afterward. We saw the video that you made afterward, but what about right after the speech? So, kind of, did you have a role there, or what did you do right afterward?
You know, it was hectic. So right after it, you had to had a lot of different interviews. Of course, people wanted your opinion on how the president's state of the union was, and your ultimate immediate reaction. So it was a busy time here in the Capitol last night after the president left.
All right, Jason, we always appreciate your time, particularly right after the State of the Union address.
It's good talking with you, Chad.
Yeah. 8th District Congressman Jason Smith from Salem joining us on Regional Radio.